There was a time, roughly 4 millennia ago, before our alphabet existed. This was then followed by its very gradual transmission from person to person, region to region, society to society, all the while being altered and improved to suit the needs of its current owners. Nowadays, the alphabet has become so successful that we rarely recognize its achievement. Yet, over the course of its long development, nothing is fixed, and every letter has a story to tell. This audiobook is an invitation to reacquaint yourself with the alphabet, to look at its letters with fresh eyes, and to bask in its brilliance. YQ Needs You intends to serve as your complete guide to our letters and their history, an A to Z of the alphabet, if you will. Where did these letters come from? Why do they have these particular shapes? Who put them in that oh-so-familiar order? Answering these mighty questions is one of the principal goals of this audiobook. I hope you, dear listener, will finish it with a newfound feeling of admiration for the ancient and international project that is our alphabet. These letters have been on a long journey, and you are the latest link in a chain of countless and mostly nameless people in history who took the parcel and passed it on. When you read words in English and write them yourself, you connect yourself to the traders, teachers, sailors, soldiers, priests, printers, slaves, and kings who handed down the alphabet to you. Some of them even left lasting effects on the shape, function, number, or position of its letters. The alphabet is a piece of technology that has, in turn, enabled incredible feats of invention and levels of cooperation among us humans, all the more so in our very literate modern world. So, who do we have to thank for it? Before we go any further, I should qualify that this audiobook does not recount the full story of writing in general. Although the independent moments of writing invention in human history are surprisingly few in number, to tell that tale would need a different and much longer audiobook than this one. YQ Needs You instead follows one thread in the complex web of written language, from that thread's ancient emergence and up to the present day. More specifically, it tracks the stream of the English alphabet back to its source. It has for its focus the 26 symbols generally used to write down the English language today. Mention will often be made of other languages and how they use or do not use the same symbols, but exploring the English edition of the alphabet will always remain our target. This audiobook is for anyone, from native speakers to adult learners, who wants to understand the English language better. This leads us on to the second goal of this audiobook. The thing is, the way that English uses its alphabet does not have the best of reputations. Both native and foreign speakers may struggle to compute the system of English spelling. Why on earth, people wonder, is there a K written in the word knee? What is the point of the H in ghost? Why do we have to spell night with GH yet pronounce neither letter? Why do we have to put a T in castle and listen, or an L in salmon? It's claimed that English has a phonemic system of writing. This is to say, it aims to give each of the main sounds of the language its own dedicated letter in the medium of writing. Some languages follow this principle very successfully, with an almost one-to-one ratio of sound to symbol. Italian is often held up as a good example in Europe. It uses the same letters as English, but is much more consistent in how a letter or combination of letters ought to be read. Once you know the rules, there are very few surprises. Children's spelling bees would basically be pointless in Italy. If the gold standard to be achieved is one letter for one sound, then English doesn't appear to be doing very well. The alphabet's prime letter, A, stands for 5 different sounds in the words able, absent, arbitrary, and about. Inversely, a single strident sound lies behind the spellings F, FF, PF, and GF in golf, bluff, graph, and tough. The third and fourth words also illustrate English's consistent combination of H with another letter to spell an altogether different sound. See also the CH in cheap or the SH in sheep. Who gave H this special power? Written English is also littered with so-called silent letters, those that do not correspond to any one obvious sound. For example, we don't pronounce the P in psychic, the W in right, the H in